Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There's been a fair amount of controversy around the bill. And what bill am I talking about? This is the one that that really does impact on sovereignty and of the some of the areas around the in Judea and Samaria. So today we wanted to look at this bill moving through Knesset. It would apply Israeli law, courts, administration, and in effect sovereignty to the Jewish community in Judea and Samaria. It's dramatic in terms of a shift with deep legal and diplomatic implications. To unpack this, we are joined by Dr. Ronit Levine-Schnurf of the Tel Aviv University's Faculty of Law, a leading scholar on property, territorial conflict, and democratic institutions. A very good morning to you. Can you just, in as simple language as possible, explain to us what this bill actually does and what would change the day after it passes?
Hi, good morning. These are really good questions because on one level, it seems like a very important step and surely you followed President Trump and Vice President Vance opposition to this step. So you could think this is really a meaningful question, whether the law and sovereign.
Oh, wait, there we go. Sorry, we lost you for a moment, but you are back.
Okay, so I'm saying that on one level, it seems like a very important step that is questionable, whether to apply Israeli sovereignty over the West Bank or certain parts of it. Over the Jewish settlements or the entire territory. And you hear that President Trump and Vice President Vance strongly opposed such a step, and there was an embarrassment to Prime Minister Netanyahu that the bill passed the initial vote with the support of one coalition member. However, I must emphasize that this is part of a spectacle diplomacy, I could call it.
Yes.
The question whether there is, in fact, annexation, or whether there is application of Israeli sovereignty over certain territories, is not manifested only by bills or even laws.
Right.
This is just one brick.
Right.
It's one element.
Right.
So it's easy to oppose it. It's easy to say, well, here's the big political question. But the fact of the matter is that whether there is a sovereignty or whether there is an accession of the territory is a question that can be determined not on the basis of such declaratory steps, but on the basis of actual practices. And what we have witnessed in the past 2 years since this government assumed power is really qualifying for annexation of the territory. So it's a game. It's a political game.
But,
we will annex.
But to what end? I mean, all I see, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't see the advantage of doing it now. All it seems to be doing is upsetting Israel's biggest ally and friend. It gives the Israel haters an opportunity to use this. They'll find anything. So maybe that's not a good enough reason not to do it. But it just doesn't seem to have any real benefit unless it's all an act and, you know, it's meant to cause this.
Can I offer an alternative
way
to look at this picture? Because it's like Yanis says, you can see one thing, but there's also an alternative. When we discuss the question whether the bill should pass or not, when we are able to say Trump will prevent it or not, what we are doing is that we are playing a game in which we make believe that there is no currently annexation of the West Bank. We make believe as if it can be prevented just by political power to oppose a certain bill or not. So it's just a way to as if Trump has the power to promise other allies, other Arab countries, that he will prevent the annexation of the West Bank by Israel. So if the bill does not pass, if Netanyahu can stand yesterday and say, I will put this to hold and it won't pass, we are now happy saying that he has political power to prevent annexation. Wow, what an achievement. What a political achievement.
Right.
This is just your life.
Right. So in other words, it's to show that, yes, there's elements in the government that are difficult and hard to control, but don't worry, I've got this. It's not going to happen.
And at the same time, on the ground, it does happen.
Right.
So, you see, like, say you would take apartheid as an example.
Yes.
Say you would not declare. I mean, there was probably never such a term used legally wise that we are an apartheid state.
Right.
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 It wasn't declared, but there were practices backed by laws, backed by bureaucracy, backed by a distribution of power that allowed apartheid to strive. So once you say, well, we will prevent apartheid, but at the same time, you allow all segregatory practices
to
continue.
Right, which is what happened in many parts of the world. Correct. Mm.
Right.
So in other words, in other words, it's happening anyway. The on many levels in terms of the West Bank, and this is really just about posturing and politics.
Right.
That is
right. We as citizens should not be fooled. We should not be fooled by leaders who wish us to believe that they, in just a few words, can change reality. We need to ask, what is reality on the ground, actually, how things happen, and if, as it is currently, Smotrich is the minister in charge of all civil matters in the Judean Samaria, if that's the fact of the matter, and he holds his powers, and his declared view is that the territories are part, integral part, undivided part of Israel, then whether there will be a formal announcement or not, this changes and this affects how things are, and if we want to oppose annexation, we need to start there.
Right. That is unfortunately all we do have time for, but that is very, very interesting, and it does show, give us a very different perspective of this process. Dr. Ronit Levin Schnur, senior lecturer at the Tel Aviv University's Faculty of Law, talking to us about this West Bank bill, the proposal, and what it actually means.